Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Parrot, to the U listeners and the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement. My name is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach. And on today's half an hour empowerment show, I will be having the presentation of an organization located here in West Palm Beach that involves an outreach mission that's very much important in our society as well as in our world. And I have come to the awareness of this organization through meeting various members who were a hand at one event that I attended through the Christ Fellowship Church in West Palm Beach that I've often talked about. So with me, I have the program director of the Regeneration Center, Brother Bill Clark, and I would like to introduce him at this time and welcome him on Power to Be You and Rise to Win. Brother Bill, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for being here on the Rise to Win for Our Youth show, which basically is about showcasing the community leaders and organizations who are stepping out and making a difference, not just for our youth, but really making a difference in society. And obviously, our youth are dependent upon us and adults, and you are right there smack in the middle with an organization that has a real important mission. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Well, great. I'd love to just really start with, you know, giving you the opportunity to introduce yourself and bring us to light with your outreach mission.
Okay, very good. What we are involved in, and we are at a grassroots level, we are a Christ-centered, faith-based residential facility for men that have suffered with substance abuse, such as alcohol and also drug addictions. And what we do here at the center, it's a one-year commitment, and we lead men into a right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And we glean the spiritual principles from the Bible, and we apply them to our everyday lives and walk as examples, one before the other. And it's important to deal with the man in regard to the family unit. Hopefully, and reach him first and foremost and get him back in a correct order that he might then begin to lead the family in the order that he's been given. And when we talk about family, we're not just confined to our natural families, but humanity as a whole, as a family. And when men begin to walk as examples of the right thing, doing the right thing, rather, and living the right way, then it influences those that are around them, the counterparts, women, and then the adolescents, the children as well. So our focus is getting men aligned in correct alignment with their lives and themselves and addressing their issues and not going to the alcohol or the drugs as a relief for them to live life on life's terms. We're very involved because we do deal with men. We're very involved with the family, as I said, and with the family comes children and young men as well. And again, the best way to lead is by example. And a lot of our youth, if they will see an example set before them of a way that is right, instead of following that which is set by the world, which is wrong, they are likely to follow that. And we do reach out to our youth as we reach out to the men first and foremost.
It's such an important mission that you have, because like you mentioned, the kids are led by example, and the men, you know, a lot of the time they've gotten to where they've gotten because they didn't have an example, or maybe they had the wrong example guiding them and leading them and showing them that, okay, this is the option, and what else can they do but learn from the resources they have at hand. So how do these men come to you?
Well, there's various vehicles, if I might use that word, that they come by. Various churches and outreach ministries, the court system, someone else's personal experience, strength and hope, word of mouth brings ahead, all, and just life in general. Circumstances and situations bring men to a point of brokenness and pretty much having nothing left but a hope in God if they have the faith to believe that there is a God that does exist. And when men get to that, or not just men or anyone for that matter, get to that point in their life where there's nothing left to turn to but a hope in God, then they're led by their circumstances and situations to ministries such as ours or other organizations that help humanity and their issues.
So are these, do you have an open door policy for anyone that would say, you know, I need some help and I got to come to this place? And is there an open door policy, or they have to?
Oh, yes, there is, by all means, by all means. That's why we're here. We do have we are a ministry, and we do have we don't identify with a program, because this is not something that we do just for 6 months, 8 months, or 12 months. We develop, we lead men into a lifestyle. We train men in a way of living that first and foremost desires to please God. That's the primary objective, is to live a life pleasing unto God, and to live a life of doing right and not wrong. The root word for righteousness is right, and we keep it simple. We practice doing the right thing on a daily basis, at least having a desire and an intention in our heart to do as such. The only requirement that we have for anyone that would desire to be a part of our ministry is that they be willing to commit themselves to 1 year. Now, we do have a criteria. There is a standard that we do have, and I must say that our bar is set very high. When you get to where we are, it's pretty much the last bus stop, and it's hardball here. I say in the interview oftentimes, it's the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth, the bases are loaded, and you're up to bat. You can either hit a grand slam out the park and win the game, or you can take a swing and strike out, but at least, you know, the opportunity is there to win the game, to win the race. And we are non-smoking. We feel that if we're going to give up those vices in our lives, alcohol and drugs and everything else that comes with that, you know, we say no to. We address all issues, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial. We address all issues, and we go about the work of rehabilitating ourselves that way, as we go to different types of recovery group meetings, Christ-centered 12-step recovery group meetings, anger management, accountability groups, money management. We just believe in you know, setting the entire slate clean and in order. Mm.
You know what you say this, and it's like I'm writing them.
Pardon me? Hello? 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 Hello?
I apologize for that. I do not know if I'm actually on the line, but I am with Block Talk Radio, Power to Be You, and the Rise to Win for Our Youth. Well, unfortunately, we just got cut off from Brother Bill Clark with the Regeneration Center, but I do expect that he will be calling us back in. And as he was explaining, the Regeneration Center is an outreach mission that is held here, and it is working to serve the men who find themselves at a bottom level place in their lives where all they have is hope, and here they find it. And not only do they find hope, but they also find solutions. And I believe we do have Brother Bill Clark back on the line. Are you on?
Yes, I'm back on. Sorry.
It's okay. As you were saying, there just seems to be so much that you're doing. And the question that I had asked you before we got disconnected was, how many men are you currently serving?
At present, 15. We have the capacity for 24. At present, 15. Those men have been with us in variation from 3 to 7 months. 3 to 11, actually. Three to 11 months. We have out of the 12, out of the 15, we actually have 7 nearing graduation, which is excellent. I mean, that is above all percentages.
That's big, and that's 7. That's a great number too.
We have 7 men. Well, yes. Well, as I said, we have the capacity for 24. We begin with 12, and they graduate from the first phase, which is 6 months, into the second phase, which is the remaining 6 months before graduation and completion. And that's where we get the 24 as we move in those cycles. And out of that 12, that original 12, we have about 7 graduating, which is phenomenal, that have actually been with us for 1 year.
That's great. Now, what are they going to be able to do once they graduate? What's in store for them?
Okay. Well, at present, at this particular time, well, when the men have progressed to about maybe anywhere from 4 to 6 months, reconciliation has begun with family members. The family unit has begun to be mended and healed and brought back together again. Those relationships have been established or reestablished. The men are now in the community working, employment in their various given fields of expertise. They've established bank accounts now. They're becoming financially stable as well as spiritually and mentally, emotionally stable. And also we address their medical needs through the Palm Beach County Health Care District, who has been very instrumental in helping us get the medical attention for these men. And we've been deeply appreciative of that help from them. At the end of the 12 months, the man has been made whole. He's been made whole. Hello?
Yes, we're here. You're on the air.
Yeah. At that time, they're reconciled back to family. They're working, gainful employment. They've established bank accounts again. They're paying bills. They're becoming productive. They become whole. They're productive in their families. They're productive in society and their workplace. And the old has become new, brand new.
Now, you had told me when we spoke before preparing for this call, you had mentioned that they actually go through it. They have to work when they're in the center.
Yes, they do. Well, that's one of the ways that we support. Well, that's the way that we support ourselves. We don't receive any type of federal funding or state funding. I did say that we did receive the health care insurance from the county health care district. But we do work. We work and generate money to support ourselves in the ministry. We have classes half a day, and then we work 4 to 6 hours the remaining part of the day in the community, in the church family or various organizations and businesses in the local community offer us odd and end type jobs, handyman services, lawn services. But we do work, and doing that, that's all part of the criteria of regeneration. That instead of taking, we now learn to give and to work. We teach the men, we must work in order to eat. So that's all part of the responsibility of taking care of oneself first, and then the responsibilities that come with that, such as family and wives and children and homes.
Now you
and
work
society.
In, if you have a framework of existing, can I say they're partners in your mission?
Yes, Christ Fellowship is a very instrumental support of our ministry. The First Baptist Church of West Palm Beach, likewise, is a very strong support of our ministry. Maranatha Church also is another support of our ministry. And various businesses and organizations, Whole Foods, through the Palm Beach Harvest program of West Palm Beach Publix at one point in time, the local food bank. There's all types of professional organizations as well as spiritual organizations that support the efforts that we are involved here with the men. So there is community support and involvement. On the government level, I'm sad to say that because of the faith that we exercise in Jesus Christ, it prevents us oftentimes from receiving any of those types of monies allocated for programs, even with the Bush initiative and incentives with the faith-based. Oftentimes there was a criteria that if you didn't meet that according to their standards, then you were not eligible to receive those monies.
Is it that they say that you can't, faith-wise? I don't know, so maybe if you can just explain what criteria do they want?
Their criteria. If you accept their terms of agreement and their guidelines and what they agree to or would rather have you agree to, then they'll allocate those monies to you, those grants or funding. But our faith is in Jesus Christ. That we have faith in God through Christ, and because we name the name of Jesus Christ as God, mm-hmm. and as our center of hope or faith, that oftentimes in the world system eliminates us from receiving those monies. Do we regret? Do I regret that? Personally, no, I don't. I mean, you can look at the world economy today, and if you have any belief or faith in God whatsoever, you can pretty much tell who's in control of the money situation. So our trust is in God.
You know, and, it's funny that you would. I like that you say that. Yesterday, when I did this program, I stepped in. I myself stepped into, my awareness for what God has in store for me based on, where am I taking this all? And I see myself that, it's really about bringing God, bringing Jesus Christ in, and bringing what we in our humanity can do to make our lives be that example that God put inside of us. He's given us everything, and yet here we are walking this human, this human experience. Mm-hmm. And who we're supposed to be, despite the tendencies, despite our nature to want to go down the wrong path and the temptations that are there and the world movement that's pushing us and urging us to be a certain way, which at the end is founded on, you know, wanting to appear more than you are and wanting to have things, material possessions that, you know, like you said at the beginning, we need money in order to survive because it is, you know, that's the energy force that allows us to barter and to exchange and to obtain. But in reality, our purpose is more than just to have, you know, it's to be a force for good and a force for God and to help each other out and to, you know, I think to lead. You know, to lead and show our brothers that, hey, you know, you don't have to go down this path because down this path, you know, you're going to find difficulty and you're going to find challenge. And, you know, and like when you say, if you name Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, you know, you're separating yourself from the crowd because you're saying, hey, this is what I believe in and this is what I believe in. And it's, I think that's, you know, it's for me, myself, it has been a challenge because we're always...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You and Rights to Win for Our Youth. Brother Clark, are you on?
Yeah.
We're tenacious because we keep on coming back on, so we can, this is fine. Well, I would just continue saying that really it is about being...
Hello?
Brother Clark, can you hear me?
Yes, you're breaking up though. You're
excellent.
Hello?
Well, am I okay right now?
You're still breaking up.
Okay, well let's
Okay, that's better.
Okay, great.
You're,
well, we're
you're
back
breaking up.
Here.
You're breaking up terribly.
We can say that we're very tenacious in continuing with the show here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the nature of having an online radio show where you're able to call back in and be patched in right away. So it's, you know, I would say it's just about having tenacity and continuing on. Now, for you, what is something that you would need, that you would want to see to help you just grow your outreach?
Well, we participation. You know, I've found that if you get people involved, and rather than their money, if you get the individual involved, then the poor, and that my appeal is that have a heart type of work for these types of people. That they would become involved in what we do. The compassion in their heart would motivate them and see the need. And it's so important to help one another. I mean, that's the entire message of Jesus Christ, is that we love one another, you know, that we help one another, that we concern ourselves with one another as we would be concerned with self. And that's my heart's desire. I just live to help someone, and that's where my greatest fulfillment and self-worth comes from, is helping someone out of the love of God, not out of personal gain or my own personal agendas, but out of a sincere heart to help someone out of the love of God. You know, and to encourage others to come alongside and join in those efforts.
Now, can you give the audience your number, your contact information?
Yes, of course. Our physical address is 2017 Broward, B-R-O-W-A-R-D, Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. And our zip code is 33407. Our telephone number is 561 area code 655-2204.
Do you also need a you have a website, but right now it's on construction.
A what?
Put up your website?
Yes, we do. We do have a website. It is the it's www.theregenerationcenter.com. All one word.
Okay.
www.theregenerationcenter.com.
Okay, so they can reach you there, and
also we do have a fax as well.
Okay.
Would you like the fax number?
Yeah, go ahead.
561 area code 655-5972.
And now, what would you like to tell the community? The community as to something that they can do, or a message that you have.
Well, the message that we have is there's always hope. There's always hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And there's always hope through faith in Jesus, in God, through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what we stand on here. That's our foundation. And we help men regain their lives, their families, and their goals and their direction through a relationship with God, having faith in Jesus Christ. If they have a family member or someone that they know that might have a need for what we offer here at the center, then we would encourage them not to hesitate to contact us. We would be very appreciative if anyone would care to come and see the facility and to just see what's going on here. The doors are always open to anyone that would have a desire to just see what we do here and the work that we're involved in. The doors are open, and they are very welcomed. If anyone has a desire to support monetarily in this ministry or in the work that we do, we'd be deeply appreciative. We are a 501(c) nonprofit organization. We are a church outreach ministry. There is a we are tax deductible, and then we offer that as well for anyone that would require a tax write-off for a donation. We do offer that as well.
Excellent, Brother Bill Clark. I appreciate you having come on here on the Blog Talk Radio, the Power to Be You and Rise to Win show. This is a community endeavor, and it is about linking forces. We must come together to make a difference for God, for Jesus, for our people,
Amen.
for everyone's lives. So I appreciate it. I thank you, and I look forward to work with you in the coming future and with the Empowerment Caravan for our youth. I know you will definitely be there. So
yes, we will. Thank you for having us on your talk show today. We are deeply appreciative, and we look forward to working with you in our community and in our families as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
God bless your faith. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brother Bill Clark from the Regeneration Center. Please take a look at what this is. And really, to make a difference, what we need to do is step up. That is all we need to do, because you are needed. No matter what it is that you can bring, even just a hand, even just your soul, just yourself, your smile. So I look forward to meeting you once again tomorrow on Power to Be You and Rise to Win. This is Sandra signing off.